one, two, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
Claire, it's hard enough for us as adults, as mature people, seeing shocking things that are happening in the news at the moment. We've got the New Zealand massacre. You saw recently something else that's happened.
Yeah, unfortunately, gunmen opened fire on a Dutch tram a few days ago as well and hurt quite a few people and also killed a few as well.
And even without these things happening on the news every night, it's pretty dismal. You know, you don't really want to be watching it. It's important to stay up to date with the news, but this stuff is sickening. It's frightening.
And it's worse when you've got little kids around.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's what I'm trying to get to here, because it's difficult for us as adults to comprehend it. But imagine going through that as a child and seeing everything on the news. Media is so prevalent these days.
Yeah.
You cannot miss it. And to give us a bit more of an insight into what we can do to kind of combat and expose, you know, kids to these such realities, we've joined by our health and community psychologist, Dr. Marnie Lishman. Good morning, Marnie.
Morning. Good morning.
These shocking images we are seeing on the internet, on our mainstream news sites, but for the kids, what they're viewing is exactly the same as us. How are they how are they seeing this?
Yeah,
I mean, it's different for all kids, but it's kind of like when we look at it, we feel under threat, don't we? So we feel all the negative emotions attached to those images. So we're grieving along, you know, with the families. We're imagining if we could, you know, one day be in that sort of situation. It's very fearful and it's scary. So as adults, we already feel like that. So if you've got little kids around, they're absorbing. They're little sponges and they're absorbing all of this into their minds as well.
Yeah.
It is scary. And a lot of, especially the really little ones, it can contribute to a lot of anxiety and worry and fear and nightmares and things like that.
Yeah.
They think that it's real and it could happen to them.
And you don't want to be having those thoughts when you're a kid. You know, you should be worrying about what you're eating for lunch the next day.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's lots of conversation, isn't it, about, you know, you can't bury your head in the sand and things like that. But, you know, if these images are there in your house while you're having dinner and, you know, the kids are trying to play, they are taking note of it. And, yeah, it's so scary to them. And, you know, if we're in a place of anxiety and worry and stress, you know, it's going to lead to depression and things like that later on in life. And that's not going to help anyone, really. You know, like we can't solve the world's problems if we're all full of worry and hate and fear.
When it does come to explaining it to your kids, what are some of the best methods and ways to try and explain it without scaring your kids?
Well, first and foremost, if for the under kind of the non-school age kids, so the under fours, they don't need to be around the news.
Yeah.
They don't need to have it on. So don't have it on around your children. Kind of, you know, stick to watching and listening to that and viewing it when they're asleep. But for the ones that are primary school, they're going to hear about it, whether it's in your house or not. So they possibly could come to you with little questions, but you'll find that they don't need big explanations. Little short, sharp responses provide reassurance and comfort to them, but just make it quick. And you'll find that they probably will be quite satisfied with a quick, truthful answer, and then they'll probably run off and play. They're very much in the moment.
Yep.
The older kids, probably, you know, the year sixes onwards, they'd probably have more discussion. So again, just answer their questions as truthfully as you can and just go into as much detail as you possibly can. And you'll find that they are still very much in the moment and they'll go back to whatever they're doing. Look for their cues. You'll find that there's moments in conversation with kids where they shut down a little bit or change the topic. So just go with the flow of those conversations and don't make it too scary.
Good to know that, you know, all the solutions here don't involve any sort of lying or trickery, because especially these days, the kids have got access to the internet. They're going to find out one way or another, so you may as well be upfront with them.
Exactly. And, you know, also for all kids of all ages, and it's probably good advice for adults as well, is look for the good stories in the media. We often don't report on them, but look for them, because, you know, there's helpers and love and support and all of that happening right now, even in New Zealand at the moment. So
absolutely
on that and talk about that, Mel. Look at those people helping. Look at all that love going around. So focus on that to balance out the bad stuff.
Listen to Claire and Sam from 6 a.m. till 9 a.m. because we talk about a lot of lighthearted, fluffy stuff, don't we? Dr. Marnie Lishman, thank you so much for joining us this morning to shed some light on this issue.
Thank you.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.